Welcome back today for Everyday Health Hackers. So glad that you will join us, and we hope that you will subscribe. Today we're going to be talking about school physicals, and when do you need a physical? You know, recently we took Dr. Denali for a physical. You know, she gets one every year. She turns 11. How old are you turning? So hey, you need to get your physical, so let's talk about it. Join us.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Everyday Health Hacker. I'm Mike Herzing, and this awesome young lady next to me is Dr. Lisa Liao.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back. We're good to be anywhere. Yes. Dr. Liao is Chief Medical Officer right here at Meridian Health Institute in Sugarland, Texas. And boy, Doc, we got a lot of stuff going on.
We do. We do. And this is going to be a little bit longer on our podcast that we've been doing, a weight loss series. So that a lot of people have been asking lots of questions on Ozempic, Wegovy, and Mounjaro. So we're going to dive a little bit deeper into it today to talk about the side effects and what people should be aware of.
I need to get the job of thinking of those goofy names they give this stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody gets paid a lot of money for
that.
But these drugs, I mean, somebody's around going, you know, we could use this drug for other stuff. I mean, like Viagra was a heart medication. This is a weight loss drug that they started out as a diabetic medication.
Correct.
I know they're selling it as a weight loss drug. There's got to be a downside to this.
Well, they're selling, they're not. These particular, we have to understand, you know, Big Pharma has a lot of rules that they have to go by. But we also know that those rules are broken all the time. And we know that back from, you know, there was a day and a time that you never saw a commercial about a drug. That wasn't even on the radio.
Right.
It was all through your doctor, and you'd have drug representatives that would come and bring you the updated information. It'd be in our journals back when our journals were actually in paper, and now they're all online. So, right. You know, medicine has changed a lot. You know, we've been doing telemedicine, satellite medicine as an international practice for, you know, 25 years. So with everybody now doing telemedicine, you have a little bit less relationship that is out there, and we really strive to have the relationship with our patients. So they're reading a lot online, and, you know, Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro can be very life-saving and life-changing, but there are some serious side effects that people need to be aware of. It's not just the nausea, but there can be abdominal pain. There can be where a person may develop gallbladder issues or even pancreatitis. And yes, these are rare, but we need to be aware of them. I think the most common thing that we hear from our patients is nausea, and I truly think that that's an easy, very easy side effect to overcome, because it is, you have to take control of what your nutritional habits are, and you will avoid the nausea. So let's just talk about that one first.
Okay.
So that one would be, it's like, usually what I'll do is I'll take a diary of what they've taken, what they've eaten in the last 24, 48 hours, and usually I'll count their carbs, and then I'll kind of find out what they like to eat. So if they're eating pancakes and Pop-Tarts for breakfast, but they like eggs and avocado, I'm like, you know, this is when I want you to have eggs and bacon. I want you to actually have a real breakfast. Because what happens is that the carb will sit in the stomach for so long that that's actually what makes people feel nauseous. These medications, you want to have a high protein level. And we always say for, you know, somebody who's about 140, 150 pounds, let's say they need to be about 120 grams of protein. Now, we will actually do this for each person that's coming in to let them know how many grams of protein that they need. But it's education that goes along with these medications. Mm-hmm. It's not just, hey, let's lose weight. I want everybody to lose weight. It's important, especially if they're a diabetic. I think that helps them in their future, and they may even turn around their type 2 diabetes. But what happens should the medication not be available, because there's already a shortage, and that's why it's also being compounded. There's lots of rules and regulations for the compounding, so you want to have a safe supplier. But if you change your eating habits and you start to realize how much you're craving these foods instead of really monitoring and having the willpower to change your habits, then you're going to be better off in the future. And those people who make those changes, they're like, oh my gosh, I did that for 2 days and now I'm not nauseous. So a lot of education goes along with it. Instead of writing another pill like Phenagrin or Zofran to stop the nausea, we have to have education that goes with it. And that's why we do these podcasts, because we can solve a lot of issues by just sending them to our podcast and say, I want you to listen to the top 10 questions or the FAQs on Ozempic or listen to our weight loss playlist so that they can learn. Because we're going to repeat it, but we all know that everybody needs to hear it about 7 times before they really actually make a change.
You know, you're right. But A, first of all, one question is everybody really honest with you when they come in and go, well, I didn't, I, you know.
Let's look at the statistics.
Was it donuts that I had or was it eggs that I had? I can't remember.
And that's why I love it when a husband and wife come in together.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Because then they'll say, oh, there's Dr. Denali giving us an alert that, that there is someone in the building that's usually not here. That's a person wearing a hat because she doesn't like people wearing hats. She's a good guard dog. We love her very much. Now she's looking at us.
but that one thing. But second of all, is how does it feel as a doctor when you have a patient come in by way of advertising, telling you what they want?
Sure. I mean, that never, ever happens.
Yeah, right. Doc, I want this.
Yeah, and patients will do that. And it's always interesting because, you know, they're... People do a lot of research, and I respect that they took the time to research to find out what they would do. And I appreciate they can bring, you know, a folder of an inch or 2 inches of information
of ads.
That I've never seen before.
Of ads, yeah.
But a lot of times it's ads, and it's not the information. You know, as doctors, we have some tools called PubMed, ResearchGate, that we can look up some of. And these are for things that are more on the rare types of things that we need to look at. But when it comes to weight loss and diabetes, the one thing that we all know that goes with it is exercise and nutritional habits. I didn't say diet, I said nutritional habits, because we have to change those into good habits. A lot of patients will say with the semaglutide, which is the Ozempic, is that they will actually not crave the carbs anymore.
Yeah.
Blueberry muffins that they were making for their kids, they're like, it didn't even smell good to me. Because there is a chemistry that changes in the brain that says, I don't need this. You know, it's no different than, you know, there is an addiction to sugar and carbs in our country. So we have to change those habits. And this is one way of doing it. And yes, you know, patients will come in and say, you know, I don't want to tell you my weight. And I'm like, well, we need a starting point. You know, we need a starting point. You don't have to look at the scale, but I need to look at the scale so that we can do this. And we have a little template that we like to follow so that we can reach goals. You know, as a working in pain management, we'd also have goals. You know, it's almost like a report card that I give patients, whether it's weight loss, it's pain management, you know, any chronic illness control, they get a report card to know where they are and where they stand. And that's why we set those goals. You know, if you're exercising and you're having a better nutritional diet, you know, some of the side effects that are good, positive effects that you're going to get is that you're going to sleep better. You're going to have more energy. And then your chemistry is going to change into the normal ranges, and maybe you can get off this medication. Then patients will say, no, it's helping me not eat. Well, we have to learn to have the willpower to not eat, and that takes time. It's not overnight. It's not 21 days. I wish it was, but it's not. We have to learn how to do that, and we'll do that together. And that's why these podcasts are so important about how we do that.
Yeah, but also, you know, this, a lot of these medications just helps people get started.
Correct.
Because you just don't, you're so overweight and you don't feel good. You don't feel like working out. You don't feel like even getting up in the morning hardly. And a lot of the times you eat just because it's a habit.
And that's why we want to change the habit.
Right.
And people don't have the motivation. I mean, you can have the best athletes, you know, Miss Fitness, Miss World. You know, there was just recently the CrossFit games that some of you may have watched on ESPN. Mm-hmm. You know, these are people that are very disciplined. But we understand that that's a small segment of society that's going to take that discipline. But what can we do so that you're there for your child and you're there for when that child gets married, when they have children? You know, this is something where we call, you know, living life is mobility. And if we lose our mobility because we're overweight or now we have knees that are just filled with arthritis because we don't have the movement, if we can prevent, let's prevent together. And that's what we like to do. I like to do an integrated approach, which is doing things as natural as we can, lots of education that goes with it. And we're also, you know, we're kind of your cheerleader.
You know, it's great because not everybody can afford a personal trainer to get you up every morning and,
absolutely,
you know, a drill sergeant to get you out there and make you do stuff. Like a lot of these actors will get out there and I've got a part, I've got a train for this for 6 months,
yes,
and they've got a trainer that beats on their door every morning and says,
wakes
get your
them
butt
up
and let's get working.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they pay them for.
Yes.
We don't, and everybody has that.
Not everybody has that. And that's one of the things where, you know, YouTube, having an app on your phone can do some simple exercises. You know, I share with a lot of people, they're like, well, I can't do that. You know, I can't even bend to touch my toes. Like, there's wall Pilates. It's something very simple.
You can start somewhere.
And you can start. It starts at 5 minutes. I remember when I was in a wheelchair, I could only ride the bike for 2 minutes. That was my max. And when I got to do that twice a day, you know, I mean, that was all my energy that was there. You know, now I can ride for 20 miles. But it wasn't something that I eventually just got there and I could do it. It's slow. It takes time. But it's the dedication. And that's what I share with everybody. You know, we're here to help you. Everybody has a falling out where they're like, I just can't do this anymore. It's okay to feel that way for a moment, but we're here to help pick you up. If you can't pick yourself up, we're going to help you to do that.
Absolutely. And that's what you need. That's what you need with your doctor or your
healthcare professionals.
Healthcare professional. You need that. You need that kind of support with your family and everybody else. Mm-hmm. You can't just say, I'm going to go on a diet.
Yeah.
Because that just, ugh.
And speaking,
you just got to say, I'm just going to change this week.
And with a lot of patients, you know, we work on it's more like referrals. You know, our goal is to do well with our patients so that they will refer other patients. And that's how we work, a word of mouth instead of doing marketing and putting things out there from advertisement perspective. What we want to do is make a happy patient that is successful in their goals, and then their friends see that they're making changes in their life and they want to make changes. So being the example is always the best way to look good, feel good, be the example, and then your friends are going to follow. And then when your friends are doing it, you all get to do it together.
Yeah,
and it's a lot of fun.
It makes a lot more
fun.
And you're a perfect example of somebody that it was in a bad shape and a bad place, yeah. And look at you now.
Yeah, wow. 204 pounds. I'm holding 130, and I really, it's work. It's not something that you just wake up and say, hey, I'm going to do this. And that's when you go to a Mexican restaurant, I get veggie fajitas. You know, there's choices that are to be made. But again, I've got a group and a team of people here at Meridian, and we all get to do it together.
There you go. All right, folks, if you have any questions or any topics you want us to tackle, info@everydayhealthhacker.com, and I promise you the doctor will take a look at it and answer you. Not a problem.
Have a blessed day, and we look forward to seeing you next week. We hope that you will subscribe.